This is Real Talk with Rodney Hyde. Tuesdays and Thursdays from 10 a.m.
Hey, Paul. I'm still on a total high.
Are you?
Yes, from the Trump win.
Oh, okay. Boy.
And
it's almost a week, Rodney.
I know. And I love it that they're just announcing they're going to do this and they're doing that and that's happening and it's all just got this huge momentum, which is what you need in politics.
Yep.
I'm amazed that the Democrats can't actually see why they lost. You know, they're basically blaming
racism
and misogyny.
What does that tell you? There's a whole, was it nearly half of a population of a country, though I don't think it's half the people, a good deal who... Where are their heads at?
Oh,
you've got to worry about that.
No, I reckon you could almost slice it up and say these are the people that watch the legacy media and these are the people that don't.
Yeah, but to be so disorientated in life.
Well, we've only got to look at people still getting jabbed in New Zealand.
Yeah, it's still happening, isn't it?
And our own politicians, you know, criticising Donald Trump.
I see Luxon's had a phone conversation with him.
Yeah.
Like, hi, it's Chris. Can you imagine
it? I actually can't stand Chris Luxon. I mean, I'm sure he's a nice guy, but he's useless.
I would have said, if I was Trump and informed, I would have said, those comments you made about Biden being really sharp.
Yes. He wouldn't care.
Oh, now that's an interesting thing. Did you notice?
Yes.
When Biden came out and made that speech, he was clear as a bell.
Yes.
You know what? I think they've been drugging him.
Look.
They must have been.
He was fine.
I was waiting for it, and it never happened, and I thought, my golly, something's happened here.
And his whole personality was there.
Like something had been lifted.
Mm.
Mind you, he's got a lot of stuff in the closet that probably he is yet to deal with, though he's probably too old for that, his son maybe. But I thought, that debate, did they give him something so he would be like that?
Can you imagine that?
And if they did, there was a strategy behind that.
Can you
And look what happened afterwards.
Are you a conspiracy theorist?
Yeah. Bloody oath. Totally.
Well, then I went to the Safe and Effective Road Show.
Oh, yeah, I was going to ask you about that, sorry.
Yesterday, it was in Queensland, Dunedin the day before. Oh, my goodness, it was... I've always got to make an effort to go to a public gathering because I used to have to do it as sort of a job.
Yeah.
And you do, you know, over and over.
Another one, yeah.
And then I went to this public gathering and on one hand... It was so stunningly beautiful.
Oh, yeah?
Because you meet the most wonderful people.
Yeah.
You know, our people.
Yeah, they're wonderful.
People there coming up and saying how much they love RCR and, you know, what it means to them. And I had tears in my eyes there.
You tear up easily nowadays, though, Rodney.
I do.
So do I by the way.
I absolutely do. And I never have cried in my life.
Okay, ever. That's interesting.
Never.
Mm.
Never, ever, ever.
What, hard man?
Hard man.
Yeah.
And I find myself emotional because of what people have had to suffer.
Yeah.
Like it's too much.
Yeah, because it's all right for us.
Yes.
In a way.
Yes.
Because we dodged the bullet.
We dodged it.
But there are many who didn't and have got a life potentially of hell to deal with.
And it's the...
The injured and...
Well, Barry Duffield spoke.
Right.
And I had interviewed...
He's the actor.
He's the actor. Wonderful, wonderful human being. Beautiful, beautiful wife.
Yeah.
God, they had pictures of him when he's in these movies like Spartacus.
And yeah.
He, you know, to give you a feel, he looks like Sylvester Stallone.
On steroids.
Yeah. Or, you know, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah. What about now?
He's still got a bit of muscle mass. But... He got the jab, it dropped him like a stone, and to see him standing there with one arm shaking and showing the pictures of him in intensive care.
Right.
And then everyone telling him it wasn't the jab.
Oh, so how did they explain it to him then?
Just coincidence, I guess.
Huh?
No,
he's anxious or something like
that. Yeah, he went to every ologist he said that you could think of, except the gynecologist, which I thought was quite a great
try it anyway.
Yeah. And they put him on these drugs because clearly he was anxious or whatever.
Yeah.
And he came round in hospital completely unaware that he had swallowed a whole lot of pills.
Oh, so he was feeling a particular way, didn't know why.
With a, trying to hang himself.
Oh, my God. How many times has that been repeated then, I'm wondering?
And, of course, that's what the drugs do, the side effect.
So that compounds an already horrific...
What's the worst part of it? Because we can all...
You double down on destroying someone big time.
Yeah, well, you know, you can imagine having bad luck, right?
Yeah.
And being injured. But when they deny the injury...
And then give you stuff.
And then give you stuff.
That wants to make you do that. Here's a thought, because I know no one in this situation. You've got a couple. One maybe didn't go there, the other did, mm-hmm. has been injured. Oh, how do you hang that relationship together? Because that could be, depending on your age, that could be for decades and decades to deal with. You never saw that coming.
Mm.
Right? That was never in the story of your life that you thought was going to play out. I guess if you love the person, that it's clear, but man, that must put huge stresses on people.
And I met and spent time with Dr. Matt Shelton.
Oh, Matty, yep.
Man, I love that guy. And then he actually stayed at our place and I was a bit worried.
Did you get into the hot tub?
No. I was a bit worried.
Hasn't quite got to that level, has he?
No. It was a bit rough, you know, our place, and a bit basic.
Yep.
But he just accepted it, and Mary Hobbs turned up, and we sat there and we talked, and we talked, and we talked. And you talk about the enormity of what was done to all of us.
Yeah.
Every one of us. And you share. And then, of course, Matt and Mary have a deep insight into the medical consequences of that jab. And that you couldn't put that jab together without knowing.
I know. That's right.
So it's not like this was an accident. This was deliberate, which, to be fair, I can't believe. I can't believe that. And then I've been thinking about it, and this is on a high, but I've got this. Because we thought that we had left behind evil.
Yeah.
You know, oh yes, poor Germans got misled by a clever man.
We corrected that.
Yeah,
and now it's plain sailing.
And we sorted it out. Yeah. You'll never be like...
No.
Japanese came right, and we live now in this happy world where we care for each other. And you think to yourself, well, human nature hasn't changed. And there's a level, that level of evil doesn't evaporate. And maybe this evil has come out in another way.
My measure of evil, okay?
Yes.
Because I never used to think much about this.
No, neither.
Good, evil.
No.
But everything's, what's the word? There's a word for, you know, which side of things are on, left, right.
Yeah.
Chirality, is it? Something like that. I mean, obviously, if there's good, there's got to be an opposite.
Yes.
Everywhere in the universe, there are opposite states.
That's why there's a God, by the way.
Yeah, okay. But the thing about evil, for me, is deception. And if the deception is off the charts, the evil is off the charts.
Yes.
There was so much deception.
So much.
So what do you make of that?
I can't process. I can't understand it.
But if evil is deception, and we had the next level deception that you can ever imagine, there's only one conclusion, for me anyway, and that is it was evil.
And the devil.
Yeah.
The supernatural power.
Yeah.
Because, and Jacinda, and all those bureaucrats and all those journalists.
See, there's deception again. Kind. No, it wasn't kind.
But they're just unwitting. Are they just unwitting fools?
That's a very good question. Some, yeah. Others may sell their soul. What do I know?
It's a hard thing to get your head around.
There's something.
And then you have Barry Duffield, right?
Mm.
and you're a doctor, and he comes to you, well, one of them must have in the back of his mind, this could be the jam.
Many of them do.
But they say to him, nope.
How can you say that to someone with a straight face when you can clearly see? What else is it, you moron?
I'll tell you why. Because once you've given up on a principle,
everything is tradable.
It's gone.
Yeah.
So it's like in a gang, isn't it? They get you to do a little bad thing, and then the next thing they can do is they can get
just
you to
keep
murder
upping,
someone.
Upping the, yeah.
And so.
So, take first position, denying that there's any problem. When people start coming to you, a doctor, with problems, well, it's easy to deny that it's that.
Yes, it is easy. And because you've made a decision, I'll go with the flow, keep my registration,
yeah,
keep my profession, keep the money coming in to
material,
pay for the
material,
look after
material.
My kids.
Yeah.
Yes.
I understand that. Yeah.
And I'm only doing what everyone else is doing.
Oh, so that's okay.
And if I step out and don't do what everyone else is doing, I'm going to pay this huge price, and it's not going to make a difference. So,
see, they're wrong. And I tell you why. Because my experience, your experience, everyone you talk to, yeah, it was horrible. And, you know, I had to walk out of two jobs to get through that, okay, and the world didn't fall to pieces. That's the thing. It doesn't fall to pieces. No. When you do the right thing, there's kind of an armor.
There is. But you've got to do it right at the start, because you can't be loading people into the ovens and say, I'm over this.
Yeah, like one day suddenly, this doesn't seem right anymore.
No.
No.
But they did load them in. And here's the other thing.
Their own people did.
You've got to convince them. They all think they're doing good. That's the key aspect of it.
Yeah, and if everyone around you is thinking the same
way.
So
you're not killing Jewish people.
Well, it's subhumans.
I'm being a bad person. I'm actually doing this for the good of the world.
A service. I'm cleaning up the trash is probably how you'd think.
Yes.
Someone has to do it. It's not
nice. And my kids are going to be proud of me because I've done this job.
Yeah, right.
So, and I reckon, because I've seen this when I was in government and in parliament, they say to you that the profession and the system is more important than this particular problem. So we just have to suck it up. Like you're a police officer, say, right?
Yeah.
And you see a policeman, you know, bash someone up. And you say, what are we going to do? We're going to do nothing.
Because one that gets it by mistake is...
Yeah.
Is worth all the criminals, real criminals, being hammered.
It's a price we have to pay.
Yeah.
Because if people lose respect for the police, where will we be?
Yeah.
And yes, bad things happen. So you're a doctor and you're in this hole, and they're saying, look, if people lose confidence in the health system,
too late.
Too late for me.
Sorry.
And what I also learned from the roadshow, so good, was one by one, people are waking up, and no one sees this lasting.
Right.
And my own particular view, because I'm a sunny optimist.
Yeah, on a sunny day.
On a beautiful day, talking to Paul, is that with Trump and RFK, it's going to be blown open in the United States.
Which means it could be blown open here.
Oh, you couldn't blow it open in the States and not have it happen.
Well, how does Dr. Sarfati go on saying that we will put fluoride in the water when you've got the most powerful health guy in the world saying, take it out?
Yeah. Well, that's one thing. But imagine if they start having an inquiry and say, the jab was not safe, not effective, and these people lied to us.
Well, what happens then?
Because we took our cue from America.
See what Winston said about the inquiry in Australia?
I did. I loved it.
Yeah.
I absolutely love
it. I was quite...
But I'm still...
Surprised.
I'm still a little annoyed with Mr. Peters.
Yeah. Okay. Does he know that?
No. And nor would he care. But I am.
Hey, he might care. We helped him out.
I know. But
well,
he doesn't...
Not on purpose, but that was the effect.
Of course, because it was. We were a little bit like, you know, the Joe Rogans or X or Trump. It was an alternative channel.
Yeah.
But... And he's delivered on that inquiry.
Yeah, let's see, but at this point. And saying stuff like he did about the Australians lying in the sand.
He hasn't delivered on the sexualization of kids.
Well, that's next, isn't it? The cue has to, again, come from what has just happened in the US.
That's right. And he hasn't delivered on the dominant, the total view in all our schools being that a boy can be a girl.
Yeah, okay.
So, Mr. Peters.
If you're listening.
Rodney's upset with
me. Yeah, right. You don't want that. Dave's doing that wind it up, guys.
Oh, is that what it was? I thought he was trying to be a helicopter.
Okay, Rodney, you have a great show. And folks, we'll see you back tomorrow, Wednesday. What do we got? Wednesday, Legal Hub. Yeah, and other stuff. See you back tomorrow. Have a great day. Bye.
We need to be being resilient. We need to be being strong. We need to be together discussing the big ideas, the ideas that the mainstream media not only don't talk about, but openly dismiss and then attack anyone that does talk about them.
Simply that we believe something because it's been our tradition doesn't actually make it true. We can look in the past and see what happens when belief is prioritised over discussion and seeking, if you will, a foundation for truth.
Alas, we have no tear down this wall politicians in our uni party. Our lot can't even hold their nerve when it comes to keeping men out of women's sports.
All of these people who say, oh, I don't believe in conspiracy theories, don't mean I've studied what is being suggested here. I think on the balance of probabilities, it's not likely. What they mean is, I'm scared of even thinking what would be if that were to be the case.
Where were the real men in all of this? Why weren't they standing up? Why weren't they protecting these principles? Where were they?
You look at them up there with their word salad, hitting all of the buzzwords that they like to talk, but they've got this like crazy eyes look. And you just sit there thinking, you're putting the mental into environmental in a big way here.
This is only the beginning, the tip of the iceberg. This is the start of something new in New Zealand media. I would not be allowed to do this on any other platform. You would not be allowed to hear these conversations anywhere else in New Zealand media. Only on RCR.